If you love talking about cats, but your friends and family are kind of over it, this is the podcast for you. Join your hosts, Danielle Stray Woolley and Elizabeth Calico Gearhart, on the Jersey Podcats, where every day cat lovers share funny stories, challenging situations, and ask their questions about cats. All right, let's get right into this episode.
Hi, everybody. I'm Danielle Woolley.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, and we are the Jersey Podcats.
Welcome. This week's episode, or this new episode, we have a guest, Brianna Shade. Say hello.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
She had nodded first. Yeah. So we're looking forward to talking all things cats. And she already warned us in her application that if we don't cut her off, she's going to talk for like 11 hours. So I have a feeling she's going to be back before she's even said anything yet. So tell us, why do you love cats?
Oh my goodness, why don't I love cats? I have loved cats my entire life. Like before I even knew what it was to love anything, I was always like, kitty. Aww. And so I love that they're so independent. I love that I can leave for a weekend if I have to, because I also love to travel with my husband. You can see even the picture back there behind me. And so I can just put out a bowl of food and they're good for a weekend. But at the same time, their love I find is so pure. It's like if you can earn a cat's love, then you know that you've really won over a friend, you know, because
that's so true.
Unlike other animals, sorry, like dogs, whatever, they're like, Haley, I love you and I love you and I love you. But with a cat, it's like you have to really work to become their human. And when you do, it's just that much more rewarding. And they're small and they're fuzzy and they'll sit and purr. And I just love absolutely.
So all of the above
cats.
Is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Is that what you're hearing, Elizabeth?
I am. So how many cats do you have?
I only have two. And I say I only have two because I would definitely be the crazy cat lady if I could, if my husband would let me. However, he has said no more than two. No, we can never have them outnumber us. So I'm maxed out at two, which is why I've created an entire business around cats
let
out my inner cat, crazy cat lady.
Yeah. For anybody who's watching on YouTube, I was going to say you technically have a lot more than two cats because there are a lot right behind you. What's going on behind you?
So for your listeners, I can describe this because you can't really see it. I have a whole stack of little crocheted kitties that I have made. I've actually made just over 200 of them now. I started at the beginning of the year and I'm obsessed with this project and it's so much fun. So I'm a geek and I love anime and movies and fandoms and gaming and all of that sort of thing. And so when I started crocheting little kitties just for the fun of it at the beginning of the year, I had this thought of, what if I tried to make a cat that looks like Sailor Moon, for example, or like Pikachu, or like Nyan Cat, or Spock, or Totoro, you know, all of these different beloved characters that are so iconic that all you need are a couple of key characteristics. And people are like, oh my God, that's Sailor Moon. I love it. But it's also a cat. So it's this really weird niche kind of thing that is just really exciting. And it's just a wonderful project for me to actually work on that. And so, so there are a lot of cats behind me.
Well, as you were talking, I was like, ooh, she can make a Luffy. She can make a Thor. She can make a Zoolander. All of my cat names that I named after characters. How convenient.
Yeah. I love that so much. And by the way, I'm going to jump in here real quick because my husband did actually stop by and drop off my little kitties. So I also have these little crocheted kitties that look just like my own kitties, but they're made from their real fur.
Oh, wow.
I deliberately did this because I wanted to travel with them, with my kitties. And of course, cats don't travel very well. And so I figured, especially my long hair, gray little floof ball love bug, she has so much fur. And it's like, well, what if I did something with that fur and I had it spun into yarn so I could crochet these little doppelgangers that look just like my kitties?
That's so cool. And I my friend Renata incorporated was talking about doing whiskers. That. Oh, that's cool.
You got the real whiskers on there.
Yeah. So like Mochi here, because she's a tuxedo and she's got like all of these white whiskers that I find just everywhere. I'm weird and I collect whiskers. So
if you go on our YouTube channel, you can see this. It's pretty impressive. So are you selling these, Brianna?
I am. So I have an online store. I have also been very active in a lot of the local markets. I have holiday markets coming up soon, which are absolutely going to be crazy. And I'm going to be visiting a lot of conventions in the new year, which I'm really excited about because those are my people. You know, they're the fellow geeks who love cats and love that kind of thing. But that's only like one aspect of my business. I'm most passionate about this idea of doing like the memorial kitties, these little doppelgangers that look just like your kitty made from her real fur. So if you have an aging cat, for example, and you want to immortalize her, then you can send me her fur and I can make a little mini that looks just like your kitty. And that's just something really special for people, especially since I know how crazy I am about my own cats, and especially Holly, the little gray one, because she is going to be 22 in February. And wow. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe that. If we didn't have her entire life, I would not believe it, because she doesn't act a day over 10. And I am so thankful that I have this little memento of her. And I've been like collecting even more fur. It's like, I'm going to make 15 of these. You know?
Yeah.
She will live forever.
I'm looking really quick, because we were talking to someone about the world record. Wasn't it 23 years old was one of the cats? It might have been more. I'll look really quick.
38, I believe, is the world record of 38? Absolute oldest cat.
I'm way off.
Yeah, then. I know, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I believe, so wrong. It was 38. You are correct.
Oh my gosh, but 22 I believe 38.
But 38 in 3 days.
Yeah, and then there's the other record of oldest currently living cat, and obviously that changes. But I think you don't even start getting into world record even remotely until they're at least over 25.
Wow, that's an old cat.
Hey, so she's got a ways to go, but
I gotta still ask up you, there. With the little furries, do you do dogs too, and llamas and goats and stuff, or just cats?
I get that question a lot, because I know people are brushing their dogs, especially, and they're like, gosh, I have all this fur. Can you make a dog too? And my answer to that is, I'm sorry, I'm the cat person. I do cats.
No, then it's smart to niche too, because otherwise you could drive yourself crazy.
Well, everything is for dogs. It's like you go to the vet and like, oh, we've tested this in dogs, but they haven't found cats worthwhile enough to be tested for this yet. And you're like, wait, why did dogs get all the attention? Oh, that's fun.
That's another cool niche, though. You could say, I can make the cat version of your dog. Sure.
That too. I certainly can do that. If anybody wants a little cat that looks like your
Dalmatian, I can make a cat Dalmatian.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Yeah,
there you go.
Now tell the listeners, you already mentioned that your one cat you call your little snuggle bug. What do you call your other cat?
My little demon Tuxie, because she wreaks havoc wherever she goes. She drives Holly crazy, but I love her to pieces, and she's the weirdest cat, and she has these crazy quirks. Like, she will not sleep in her bed unless it's upside down.
That is quirky.
She doesn't like soft surfaces. She likes the cool and the flat and the matte kind of surfaces. And she's so weird. And how old is she? She is going to be 9 in January. She lets us hold her like a baby upside down. No other cat has ever let us do that.
The reason I'm asking is because she looks like and she sounds like how my Loki used to be. And we used to joke that he acts that way because we named him Loki. But now that he's getting older, he's actually mellowing out. Like earlier, he was actually sitting here like being affectionate. And I was like, what's going on? When did you turn into a cat?
Yeah, Mochi is only affectionate when she's hungry, which is pretty much always. In fact, we have her bowl says Mochi has been fed, her meows are lies. Mochi doesn't appreciate that bowl very much.
Are you going to ask her how long she leaves her food out? Because we were just talking about
I was going to talk about Max's habits, but yeah, we can ask that first. So how long do you leave the wet food out?
They're free fed. So the nice thing is she always complains that she's starving, but she's really good at regulating how much she eats. So she's good. Not a tubbo or anything like that. We don't have to give her feeding times. I mean, we give her some wet in the mornings and some wet in the evenings, and she eats it throughout the day. So that's really good. And then she has kibble all throughout the day. Both of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine have dry food all through the day. What I find hilarious, and this is just Max. Max had a lot of problems as a kitten because he had this itchy and they thought it was the food. So I gave him all this crappy food, changing out his food. So he's got this like thing about food. Plus he's on steroids. So he's always hungry and he's really fat. But
is he the balloon on stilts?
Yes. Oh my God. He is. It's hilarious looking. But what I find hilarious about this cat is I keep him inside all night because he's younger, but Kushi goes and sleeps under the deck sometimes. So Kushi will come in after having been outside all night and he'll go over to the food dishes. And now Max has been inside all night grazing as much as he wants, goes right over to the food dish and starts eating with Kushi. It's like, what? You've been eating all night long. Why are you doing this? But I think he just likes to show that, yes, I'm part of the family too. I can eat when everybody else does. I don't know. It's so funny.
Yeah, we've been noticing a change in our cat's eating habits too. And that's why we were talking on a previous episode about like how long are we leaving the food out? Because they went from starving all the time, going through so much food to like them barely eating or leaving it out for too long. And then I'm throwing it away and then clean. So now I've been like kind of stingy with it where they're getting less food now. And actually when my friend Kat sits, he makes fun of me. He's like, am I leaving an eighth of a teaspoon out for the boys today? Because he thinks I don't feed them enough.
I actually have to do the same with Holly because she's getting up there in age and she actually has some kidney issues. So we do have her on a specific kidney food, but she doesn't like it and she doesn't want to eat it. And so we're constantly trying to force her, eat more, eat more, eat more. Silly cat, you need to eat something. And so we've got her in one of those it recognizes the collar so that it opens only when she comes. Otherwise, Mochi would scarf it all down. And it's like, we have to make sure this cat gets the food. She's the one who needs it.
Yeah, I actually tried buying one of those dispenser ones because my thought was if I start feeding them earlier in the day, then when it comes to dinner time, they'll be hungrier and then I can wash everything before bed and all of that. And it didn't work. I put it out. Nobody touched it. They were freaked out by it. And then I didn't realize I never disabled it and I couldn't sleep last week and I was up at like 4 a.m. So I just was like cleaning my pantry and like doing random stuff around the house, doing some work. So it was nice and quiet. And all of a sudden I heard like noises. I'm like, what the heck is that? The feeder was still going off at 5:30 in the morning in the pantry, but all the cats like freaked out because the door was open. And I was like, the great battery, whatever brand it is, I should recommend it because it's been in the pantry going off every day on its own. With no food in it, though.
Well, this isn't one of those dispensers. It just has a flap over the top of the food and it'll only open when Holly is within range so that Mochi can't eat it.
I feel like my cats would figure it out. Like my cat would like drag the other cat to use it to wave the wand to open it and then shove them out of the way.
Occasionally, Mochi has done that where she'll like tailgate, she'll piggyback off of Holly. And so we've had to adjust like the speed of how quickly it'll close back down because we don't want it to close like on Holly. But at the same time, we don't want it to stay open and let Mochi get in there and scarf all her food in the middle of the night.
I'm just thinking of like dog lovers and like non-cat lovers listening to this being like, why do these people do all of these things for these cats? I would never. And yeah, I said that too. Like I said, I would never. I would just throw a bowl down and let them deal with it. But that's not true. Clearly.
All the things we do for our cats.
Max just wandered in.
Hi, Max. Not that you can hear me. I still do that, though. Do you like how I immediately go to my cat voice?
Oh, yes. Oh, I do the same with my kitties. I absolutely do. Unfortunately, you're not going to see them because I'm in a separate building right now in our little studio. Aww. So they're over in the house, but asleep on the bed probably. So
yeah, well, we'll share pictures of them for you. So you can send them all our way and we'll put them up online and we'll invite you to the Facebook group and everything. The other thing I wanted to ask, because I love this, and it seems like a lot of the people we've had on are doing this as well. You also give back to local cat shelters, too, don't you?
I do. That was a mission that I knew. When did I do that?
or what made you decide to do that?
Oh, well, that's something that I knew I wanted to do right from day one of my business. So even before I'm profitable, even before I'm like able to pay myself, I really wanted to give back to local cats because I want the things that I'm doing to not only make people happy, which they do, but I also wanted to make a real impact in the world. And my passion is cats. And one of the statistics that actually absolutely breaks my heart is 45%, nearly half of all cats that enter the shelter system here in the US are ultimately euthanized. Aww. And that just breaks my heart. And so anything that I can do to support trap, neuter, release, adoption programs, anything like that, I'm very passionate about that. And what I like about the organization that I'm supporting with my business, 10% of all of my business proceeds of all aspects of my business goes directly to cat adoption team in Portland, Oregon. And they were, first of all, the shelter from which we adopted our little demon Tuxie Mochi. but they also partnered with the local cat cafe and provided them with all of their cats. And so every single cat at the cat cafe is fully adoptable. And so you can go and play with these kitties at the cat cafe and then adopt them at the end of the day, you know? And so they've been a huge inspiration for me in general of all the work that they're doing. I believe they're actually the largest cat shelter in the Pacific Northwest as well. And so I'm very much supporting them. They're actually having their 25th birthday bash this weekend, which is kind of fun. And they do kitten paloozas in the summer. You know, they're all about adopting out. They've got a wonderful volunteer team. And if I was a little closer, I would do a lot of volunteer work with them as well. But what I can do from Eugene, which is like 2 hours south of the Portland area, is support them with a piece of my business. So
yeah. And you may not even realize you just did this, but you just gave some really amazing advice for people who are lovers of cats, but just can't volunteer and do it all. Like, do what you can. So your strong suit is you love cats, you can help raise some money and give the funds that way. And I learned that the hard way when I first started volunteering with rescues, is I was trying to save, you know, all the cats in the whole wide world. Like, you can't do that. You can't put that pressure on yourself. So I don't do trap, neuter, return anymore. Instead, I fundraise for it and I help them with social media because that's where my strengths are. And that's something I can control and have time to do.
And I know there are a lot of people who will actually create their own nonprofits as a result of their business or as a piece of their business. And I knew right away that that wasn't something I wanted to take on. I would rather support the people who know how to do that, who are already superstars in those areas.
Right. It becomes a full-time business. I mean, anything.
Oh, absolutely.
If you want to do something right, you really have to put a lot of time and energy into it. And it's probably, I'm sure it's much smarter to just give part of your proceeds because there are lots of people that can use them to help cats out there and dogs too.
Plus, I mean, the cat lovers who come and visit me are like, oh, that's so amazing. And they feel really good about their purchase then, because then they're not only making themselves happy, but they know that their purchase helps real cats.
True. Yeah. True. Yeah. And not that that's not already enough of all the catness that's in your life. What else are you up to cat related?
Well, I also have a kitty crochet club. So if you want to crochet these geeky kitties with me, I ship kits all over the nation. And we come together every month and crochet kitties together and have all that fun, geeky kitty craftiness as well.
What's the name of your business?
The name of my business is actually Kitten Kazoidal. So I named it after my Rainbow Bridge kitty, Zoe, which is why it's Kitten Kazoidal. A lot of people look at it and think, oh, Kitten Kazoodle. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of cute, but it's Kitten Kazoidal because Zoe's in the middle there. But so.
And then all the free time you don't have, you also do pet sitting, right?
I do. Yes. So I'm specifically cat sitting.
So like you're not just like talking the talk of being a cat lover, you're like living it straight up.
So it's wonderful. So there are so many programs out there. And if I can name drop here for a second,
sure.
I'm with Meowtel, which I love that name. That is like the Rover for cats. So you can get paid to watch cats anywhere in any city across the nation. And they're kind of small, but they're growing. And especially in the larger metropolitan areas, you can get paid to go and watch cats. And it's wonderful. I absolutely love that. But then when I travel, I also love to use trusted house sitters, where if I'm going to a city, for example, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to visit Portland, say, for a week, and I don't want to pay for lodging. I look at trusted house sitters. I can find people who are looking for a live-in pet sitter, and then I can apply and stay in their place, hang with their cats, and get free lodging. And on the flip side, for them, they get a free pet sitter. So it's a wonderful exchange, and it saves everybody money, and you get like that much higher quality of care for your cats while you're away. I wish I had known something like this existed back when we were like begging our friends, hey, can you just stop by like twice a week to make sure they're still alive, you know?
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. 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 Very cool.
Well, so I can't believe I'm going to say this, but we are just about up on time already. Wow. And I know that you warned us, you said, if you don't stop me, I'm going to keep talking. So what is something you wanted to share with everybody, something you're excited about or anything else about cats or, you know, personal life that you didn't get to share already before we wrap things up?
I'm all cats, everything cats. So I can help you with any of your kitty needs. If you're just looking for something cute that you want, obviously we're into the holiday season here. So I am taking orders. I do ship nationwide. They fit perfectly in the stocking. So definitely that. And I also do like local crochet parties with making little kitty ornaments. Mm-hmm. So that's lots of fun as well. So I'm excited to be in this realm of cats. And I'm so excited that this is my life right now. And I never imagined that this would be this way, but it's really exciting to be here. And
so the 9-year-old in you is like, wow, I'm so excited to be a grown up now. This is great.
Right. Well, I can honestly say I have never, ever before met anyone who will take your cat's fur and make a miniature version of your cat out of it. That is just way too cool. That is so innovative and creative. Love it.
So start collecting your kitty's fur.
And whiskers.
And whiskers. Yeah. Only humanely, though. Never, ever, ever clip whiskers. There are nerve endings and that'll hurt.
Right.
Yeah. Only collect the naturally fallen whiskers.
Yeah. Very, very good advice. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Brianna. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure that you are following us on your favorite podcast player, on YouTube, and join us on our Facebook community, the Jersey Podcats Podcast Community on Facebook. We couldn't make it any simpler for you. And leave us that review. Visit our website, thejerseypodcats.com, and we'll see you again soon.
Bye.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. Let's keep the conversation going. Give this podcast a rating so other cat lovers can find it. Connect with the Jersey Podcats on social media or visit thejerseypodcats.com and leave a message sharing a story or a question about cats. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you in the next episode.